welcome to an episode, a joint episode of Brick House and the Super Hoopers. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, a few weeks ago we had a guest on, and I mistakenly said he was our first guest ever. But these are our first two guests ever, right?
Right. Dual guests. I'm Matt Hill from the Super Hoopers.
I'm John Hill.
Look at that.
Thanks for inviting us into your lovely home.
Yeah, I really like this.
Eagle Rock? Is that where we are?
Eagle Rock.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, wait, I don't know. I don't want to reveal too much for listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sorry. We're in an undisclosed Los Angeles.
Undisclosed Eagle Rock.
It's up in the hills, though. It's very nice. It's very defensible. So if anybody plans on coming over, watch out.
I heard Bill Walton on the RJ and Channing podcast, and he gave his home address.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We got to go there. You know, we are, you know, John and I, we wrote a song for Bill Walton to have him come on our podcast that we have yet to release because we want to do a video for it. But we're going to make the video, and we'll drive it to his house.
We got to drive it
and we'll play it like in is that movie Say Anything where John Cusack has the boombox? Yeah. We'll have the TV outside playing the video for Bill Walton.
That's a far drive. Maybe we should task rabbit it.
No, come on, man. I'm going.
I need someone
San Diego.
To hold the boombox. Here's the thing. I need someone in San Diego area hold a boombox outside this address. But don't worry. Yeah, it's $5. Don't worry. You're not going to get hurt, clearly.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll task rabbit it. We'll hire someone to drive it, someone to hold the boombox,
and then someone to videotape. $15 bucks.
Okay. All right.
That's
good.
This is great.
This is good. Well, if we ever finish the video, it's taken us like 3 months.
Should we pay someone $5 to finish the video?
Yeah. Anybody who can make videos out there, John and I can't make videos, but we're too lazy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys. You know, I found out about you through our podcast network.
Network. We're all part of the Almighty Baller Network. Almighty Baller synergy.
And when we first got pitched by Chris Axman, he was saying, you know, there's only one other podcast out there like Brick House that has weekly segments. It doesn't really seem to care about analyzing basketball as much as making jokes about it. I was like, what is this other podcast? I must know. And it was the Super Hoopers.
Yeah, that's what we do. Similar to you guys, we just take the lighter side, I guess. Although I take offense. I think we do some deep analysts.
There is. There's a lot of documents.
There's not a direct quote.
Yeah.
Chris was like, hey, you guys don't know shit about basketball. Let me pair you up with these other two idiots.
There's another basketball podcast that also doesn't care about basketball.
There's other two dudes wasting an hour of their lives. But
No, correction. We waste plenty of hours of other people's lives.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since November. Actually, I tuned in right when Matt had a child.
Oh, that was the best time to tune in because we took 3 months off after that.
Yeah.
If you don't, for listeners of Brick House and Not Super Hoopers, I had a child, and I do not recommend it at all.
No. As a podcasting partner of a guy who had a child, don't do it.
If your wife's like, let's have a kid, just go hard pass. just walk out that door and never come back. Just kidding. It's a beautiful experience. I just left him asleep to come over to do the pod.
Yeah, he was in the car when I saw you. I pulled up. He was just chilling in the car.
Yeah, it's
he had a window cracked.
He's fine.
Eagle Rock.
Yeah, he's fine.
No one's going to take the baby. Yeah.
No.
And if someone does, that's great. Someone else can raise him.
Yeah.
That's
you have insurance
win-win
on that?
Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I love my child.
You know, if you feel like you don't have enough time to listen to two joke, non-analyzing basketball podcasts, then I recommend a Sam Hinkie life hack. Listen to the podcast on double speed.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. People who don't listen to podcasts sped up. Yeah, what are you doing with your life, man? I listen to all podcasts sped up. 1.5, 2 times speed, 1.2.
I haven't figured out how to do that. Maybe.
I don't do that either.
I've done it. I tried to go up to 3x once.
Oh, crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
You're wild.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I listened to 2x for a while, and then I went back to regular speed and all the voices of the people. And is this what they sound like?
Right now we have a week off before the NBA finals start.
Is it a week? I thought it was a year. I thought we were going to be like...
So I was looking for something to talk about basketball related. I heard on Mike Rappaport's podcast that tickets for the Big Three League are now on sale.
Right.
And so I went to look it up. I want to, you know, lock down our tickets to definitely make sure we go when LA.
Oh, we're going. Down. It's in August, right?
August is when the road show comes to LA.
It's going to be sick.
I was pretty surprised by the ticket pricing. Only because maybe the only thing I could really compare it to was the basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. And Matt Baker and I went to that last year. Even NBA Summer League costs like $30.
For all day.
For all day.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah. Last year we went to the basketball tournament. You know, it's the 64-team winner-take-all million-dollar grand prize tournament.
All the beef jerky you can eat.
Oh, really? Was it sponsored by beef jerky?
Their only sponsor is Jack Leek's beef jerky.
Oh, that's sick.
And they literally just have packages of it. You can just take.
The concession stand.
Well, that's like Skittles, that's a good, you know, beef jerky. It's like $7 a pack. Yeah. So you could, if you that's took enough, deal. You make your money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to pay for this pod somehow.
But yeah, I was looking at Ice Cube's Big Three tickets. You would think it was a Paul McCartney concert.
And what? How much is it?
And he's got, like, you know, terminal cancer or something. I'm going to go through. There's a few different Big Three experiences that you can buy. They're like VIP packages. So I'll tell you what each package involves. Maybe you guys try and guess what you think it'll cost.
Okay.
There's three VIP packages besides just the regular tickets. So the Big Three, the first All-Star experience.
This All-Star. Is the highest one.
This is the lowest
one. Okay, lowest.
Okay, so this
wow,
is
they
for,
just started All-Stars like the lowest. This is great.
So one premium reserve seat in the lower bowl, invitation to the Legends Lounge, which is an in-game hospitality suite, which includes appearances by select Big Three coaches, captains, and players, a gallery wall of photos and memorabilia from the legendary members of the Big Three.
Oh, huge.
You get to view the gallery wall.
They just hang a bunch of pictures.
They're hanging pictures.
I like the commitment to make it sound great, though. Like, it's great. A perk.
This is great.
They you get to look
they
at
have
pictures.
Appetizers and a cash bar.
Ooh.
Buy your own drinks. So they do give you two drink tickets. They give you one souvenir program signed by all the coaches, one exclusive Big Three merchandise gift, TBD, and one commemorative VIP laminate, which I guess is like a lanyard.
Yep.
And a dedicated venue entrance and on-site experience host.
Wow.
This is the All-Star package.
One ticket.
One ticket.
Yeah. It includes the gallery wall.
Okay. No, that's what I'm starting with.
I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to think how much I would pay for the gallery wall and work backwards.
I'm going to go with $200.
Wow, that's high.
You get two free drinks, John.
In Staples
drink
Center.
Tickets. Yeah.
Those are like
it's
indoors, not
and
outside.
John, it's a reserved seat. Center, it's a reserved seat. Someone can't take your seat.
So this isn't general admission.
Just reserved in the lower bowl.
Right.
Oh. I'd say 60.
It is $390.
Whoa! Yeah. Get that money, Iverson.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah. Wow. That is, we are paying for a lot of alimony payments here. This is great.
You could almost buy a pair of ZO2s for that.
I know, right?
For that price. This
is pretty good. The next level is a big step up. It's called the Slam Dunk Experience.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, I guess for, you know, real listeners to the Super Hoopers, Slam Dunk is also synonymous with getting laid.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Right.
Having sex.
This is John's great idea that whenever our listeners get laid, they should tweet a Slam Dunk.
Yeah.
In retrospect, a horrible idea. But
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well,
I
whatever.
Think it's great.
Yeah.
This package does not involve any sex. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it does involve.
Does it though?
Well, you got it. You got it. It is what you make of it.
I know.
You never know.
Like we're looking at some heavy hitters here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have an experienced host. I don't know what they do.
No, that's code. Right.
So what does this include?
We're talking Iverson here.
This includes one premium reserve seat in rows 3 through 5. So the other one was just lower bowl. This is rows 3 through 5. An opportunity to join the team of your choice on the court to shoot hoops before the game. There is an asterisk that you have to show up hours before any of the games start for this. Invitation to become a part of the team of your choice for photo on the court. You in a personalized replica jersey, yours to keep. Invitation to the Legends Lounge, which includes gallery wall.
Yeah.
And appearances by the select Big Three coaches, captains, and players. Appetizers and cash bar, again.
still got to pay for drinks.
Drink tickets.
Or you could trade your jersey for a few drinks, probably, though.
Yeah.
One souvenir program signed by all the coaches, one parking pass, one commemorative VIP laminate, dedicated venue entrance and on-site experience host, and then you have to pick your team that you want to shoot the hoops with.
Again, one ticket.
If it's Iverson, I mean, shooting hoops with Iverson is pretty cool.
It would be cool.
It would be pretty dope.
How much would you pay for it, though?
Well, I'm not a giant Iverson fan, but if it was... I'm trying to think of who
Charles
I am.
Charles Oakley, Kenny Martin.
Yeah. If it was Robert Horry, who I'm a giant fan
of. Ooh, okay, let's say it's Robert Horry.
I don't know. 600, 650?
650 is your guess? Okay.
I'm going.
Given that the last one was $400.
I know. I'll say 500.
This is $1,149.
So good. Continues to shock. So no, good. You cannot go high enough.
No.
Capitalism.
Yeah, yeah. The only difference was a photo, a jersey, and shooting hoops.
Right. And the...
Oh, no, it's the same amount of drink tickets.
And
same
parking.
seat.
Though. Oh, and it's rows 3 through 5, too. Right.
That makes sense. I would do 1,000.
The last package is the Big Three all-access weekend for two. So previously, these other ones were for one person. This one was not even listed on the website. I did some journalism from my investigative journalism from my
Capital
couch
J,
and called the hotline to get the real price.
There's a real hotline.
Yeah, they don't list this one. This is only for the biggest of ballers.
The biggest of ballers. Wow.
Yeah.
This includes weekend hotel accommodations, 2 nights stay at a luxury hotel, 1 welcome basket full of signed memorabilia and exclusive merchandise. I just think of Derek Jeter whenever I hear welcome basket. A personal weekend concierge.
Oh,
I think that's French. A weekend itinerary, Saturday night, invitation to a night on the town. The night before the game, you'll be treated to a full night of dinner and entertainment led by your personal concierge. So Sunday morning, you get a private limousine transportation to and from the game, invitation to a game day brunch, private meet and greet with Big Three founder Ice, MF, and Cube.
Oh, man.
And then game time, 2 premium reserved courtside seats, which are not available to purchase by the public. Opportunity to join each team on the court to shoot hoops before the game. Invitation to the players' lounge and open bar.
Finally.
Wow.
They list also catered appetizers. 2 official game balls signed by select players.
This is my favorite right here.
I bolded this one. Yeah. Opportunity to high-five the players as they run out of
so
the tunnel.
Good. That's so good.
Genius.
You can't put a price on that.
No. Invitation to become part of each team for your team photo. You again in your personalized replica jersey. A front row seat at the post-game press conference with an opportunity to ask a question.
Wait, what? You become a fan and then a journalist. And then you're also like you're shooting with them, so it's like you get all the experience.
This is it.
Player, fan, and journalist.
Not to mention this half court 3-on-3 tournament has a press conference at
This is so good.
Yeah.
This is so good. I can't get a press pass.
Plus
for this.
2 souvenir programs signed by the coaches, 2 commemorative VIP laminates, and the dedicated venue entrance on site experience concierge.
Man,
this is for two people.
I'm gonna say this one costs $32,000.
That's a better guess.
Wow. I was gonna say
it's 2 tickets.
2 tickets.
Plus hotel.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 26,000.
Plus opportunity to high five.
Open bar that gets you.
Yeah. You can high five number 1 pick, Rashad McCants.
You could start your journalism career. Like asking a question
really
and then like Fox would be like, wow, that guy asked a great
question.
Yeah,
it really is. It's basically a degree from Columbia.
It's the same thing. So how much?
It is $15,000.
Oh, I was going to guess 16. Yeah, that's right.
$15,000.
That's a bargain, according to us.
That is really good.
I asked the guy on the phone how many tickets are
Can
left.
I send you cash?
I'm going to need to call back. So, you know, am I in danger of these tickets selling out? He said they only sell 2 of these packages per show.
Mm,
so 4 people total. He said there are currently 2 packages available.
Nice.
You're listening.
So if my wife's listening, you know that my birthday is in August.
Wow. So 16,000. Okay, here's a question. How much would you have to make as a base salary to feel comfortable buying that ticket?
Wasting $16,000?
Yeah. Like, what is that to you? Like, how much would you have?
I feel like
I'd have to make
a
lot.
Like
I'd have to be a real big baller. Yeah.
Would you have to be a millionaire? Yeah, I mean, obviously, like
I don't want to brag, John, but I'm a good person. So
you're
I would
not bragging.
I wouldn't.
That's
be,
just a lie.
I wouldn't be.
It's not bragging if you're making it up.
I wouldn't be able to look myself.
I don't mean
there.
To brag, but I got a Ferrari. No, I don't.
you're like a third grader.
Some right. quick math.
Okay.
If you make $30,000,
okay,
and you buy something that's $100, according to my math, buying that to be the equivalent of $100, you'd have to make $4.5 million.
Okay. So that. Someone who's making $35,000, like $100 to them is equivalent to
This is $15,000 to someone making $4.4 million.
$4.4 million.
Yeah,
that's what I looked actually for the closest tickets you can get for less than $100.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
for $99 you can get the last row in the lower bowl.
Man, I can't believe it's so much.
It's $20 for the basketball tournament and all you can eat beef jerky.
I'm aware. There's no way it's going to cost $100. Those prices will go down.
I think so.
I think they'll go down.
Yeah. I think so. They've got to.
This is called, you know, I don't want to drop a little economics on you guys, but I am an economics
Econ
professor.
Drop. Brr, 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 brr. This is the part where everyone skips forward
skip,
15 just seconds.
Push, just go ahead and
that
tap,
button
tap
two
that
times.
Skip 30.
Yeah.
This is called price discrimination, right? Where they start out high, they get anybody willing to pay this much, and then they'll keep lowering it to get... They're trying to capture the whole demand curve, is what I'm trying to tell you.
They're trying to strike while the iron is semi-hot.
Right.
So.
And then when it cools...
School of LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Branded.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, some people that could afford this are McDonald's All-American high school basketball players.
Okay, right. What you're referring to is all these guys are getting paid, apparently, according to these articles on Hoop site.
I was surprised to learn, but one agent said he's surprised if he learns that less than 28 of 30 of the first round draft picks are paid by an agent before even going to college.
Wow.
Yeah.
And one
so
thing
who are those two guys, man? They're really slacking. Like,
I know.
Who are the two guys not getting paid.
I know.
You get to the league, you're like, you weren't getting paid?
Were they go to like Liberty University or something?
Yeah, you like lost out like on like several years of getting paid under the table, man.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that'd be a red flag for me if I was drafting these players. I'd bring them in. I'm like, yo, are you getting paid? If they say no, I'm not drafting them.
Yeah,
not smart.
Have the
not savvy. No street smarts.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at just how flagrant it's really getting with agents these days. When Magic Johnson joined the Lakers, and there was an article by Ramona Shelburne about how no agents like dealing with Mitch Kupchak and the Lakers, because essentially he followed the rules.
Oh.
And he wouldn't tell agents beforehand if they were interested in a player or if they would sign a player, but he literally waited until midnight on July 1st, and that's just not the way people do business at all anymore.
That's crazy to me. So he wouldn't contact the players ahead of time.
No.
So he signed Timofey Mozgov at midnight on July 1st. So Timofey's agent's like, whoa, I guess we're rich. I had no idea they were going to throw however much, $70 million that they threw at you.
He gets a text alert.
Yeah, he's like, whoa. Yeah.
To be fair, no one knew that they were going to throw
exactly.
a gazillion dollars at Mozgov.
Isn't that his problem? Like, isn't that Kupchak's problem? Shouldn't he have asked around and be what offers are you getting?
Exactly,
I don't know. Let me take a stab. How about $60 million over 3 years?
Yeah, I thought that article shined the most light on why they signed Deng and Mozgov so fast, because they had made the mistake of always targeting the big-name free agents, right? Like, well, we're not going to talk to Isaiah Thomas until we get a meeting with Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Obviously not going there. And Isaiah always wanted to be on the Lakers, too, but he only signed that cruddy deal in Phoenix because he couldn't get a meeting with the Lakers or get Kupchak to say,
that's right. I forgot that Isaiah Thomas always wanted to be a Laker. Yeah. I don't know you know that story. Isaiah Thomas grew up a Laker fan. He's, like, from L.A.
Oh. Right.
The reason he's named Isaiah Thomas is his dad lost a bet.
Lost a bet, yeah.
His
dad lost a bet
with a
Laker fan.
His dad bet. Wow. His dad's a Laker fan. His dad bet.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
His dad bet a Detroit fan when Detroit and the Lakers are playing in the finals. If the Lakers
that
win.
That is a horrible bet.
Yeah. So Detroit won, and he had to name his kid Isaiah Thomas after the Detroit Pistons legend.
That is so crappy to do to your kid.
I mean,
I named you my, like, the guy I hate.
Either that or he accidentally named him the same name and then made up the story later to make it sound not
good.
As bad.
I didn't even think of this till now. Are Isaiah Thomas's parents not last name Thomas? Did he have to... Give him the last name
that's
Thomas.
Really
I, you know, all the times I've heard this story, I've never thought of that either.
Yeah, I wonder, like, his last name is Johnson or Jones. And it's Isaiah Thomas now.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas.
Good luck with this.
Good luck
with
that. Sorry, your dad's a
that's
degenerate
great.
Gambler.
Yeah. I didn't even know you could do that. Switch up the last name. If I have another kid, I'm going to name it Kentavious Caldwell Pope. just because. My wife's like, sorry, what are we naming the kid Kentavious Caldwell Pope for? Sorry, lost a bet.
Lost a bet.
Lost a bet. He is the coolest name ever now. Oops.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, back to the agent talk. I'm not surprised they're getting paid though, because just to take a little detour into Hollywood, if you guys don't mind. I have some experience with this, with the agent world myself.
Oh yeah.
So I volunteer with the Big Brothers. I don't know if listeners know that, but my little brother Marquise, he starred in a movie. He's 16. He starred in a movie that was like a Sundance hit.
Oh really?
And when when we got back from Sundance, it was like the same as these NBA players. All the agencies, all the management companies, like, wanted to meet him to, like, sign him. So it was like, a similar experience where we went around town. It wasn't for me. It was for Marquise. But they all had their little presentation. Now I'm starting to get mad because no one gave us any money under the table.
Yeah.
But what was crazy...
Really screwed it. Two free drink tickets.
Nothing, man. There wasn't any pictures hanging that we could look at.
Oh, man. That's sad.
No, but it was sad. What was insane about it was how... exactly the same every single meeting was, which I would imagine for the NBA players is the same thing. It's like, look at us, we're going to do all this for you. Every single place we went was the exact same, except for CAA, which in the article they talk about this too. CAA, for those of you who don't know, is like one of the big agencies out here. CAA didn't really pitch. They were just like, we're CAA, we have Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise,
Oprah.
We're awesome. You should be honored that you're even here, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was the only difference.
I thought it was just a hilarious end to the whole Lakers story that they replaced Kupchak, who won't talk to the agents ahead of time,
with
an agent.
With an actual agent.
With Kobe's agent, Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Rob Pelinka, but he looks like Rob Lowe, so yes. I just assume he's super slimy.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka was a bench player on the Fab Five.
Yes. Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah, he went to three championships. He won in 89 with Glenn Rice and then missed a year and then caught the Fab Five on the back end.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it tells why he would get into representing players.
Watched Chris Webber get all that money.
Right.
He's like,
give me some points on the package.
Yeah.
Keyword watched, meaning he probably didn't get any of that
Yeah,
money.
No. He was just like, he was on that meal.
Yeah,
plan.
Well, I mean, a lot of the big agents are B.J. Armstrong is one of the big agents.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, man. Yeah, he made a lot of mistakes this past year.
He was not a good agent this past year.
Yeah, I think he's playing in the Big Three this year.
They talked about one player basically taking money from all the agents.
Right.
He basically played all the agents against each other, took money from every agency, and then just signed with a family member.
Oh.
That's the guy.
Who it was?
They said an unnamed shooting guard, I will bet, so much money that it was Ben McLemore. Because Ben McLemore is a shooting guard who signed with his family.
He did sign with his family?
Yeah.
Smart. That's
great. Yeah.
And that looks like a Ben McLemore move.
And also, Woj was trashing Ben McLemore. And Woj is like super pro agent. Yeah. So, it was probably.
Yeah, which is probably why he's stuck in the Kings.
Well, I mean, agents can do some good stuff, like change your image and stuff like that a little bit.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
We have this one segment on Brick House called It's Definitely Time to Panic. It's just a bunch of fire alarms going off, police sirens, and so on.
It is definitely time to panic!
Definitely time to panic. T-Wolves are going to panic themselves into Derrick Rose.
That's
real.
That's the thing that's been talked about for a few months, and they've wanted to get Rubio off the team. Chris Dunn looks like it's going to not work out, so they're going to panic into. I think Derrick Rose is not the thing that this team needs.
Yeah, I've long said, all right, and by long I mean the past 3 weeks, that Tibbs. I don't think Tibbs is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's actually a good coach.
Guy.
Yeah. 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 I think he might be overrated.
So
yeah.
It's a perfect fit for Derrick Rose, who's not good at basketball.
Yeah. Well, but also Tibbs is running the show over there. Mm-hmm. It's a really bad sign that he wants to go after Rose. He misused Towns all year.
Yeah.
Look, if you're a Wolves fan, I don't know. I jump ship. Come over, be a fan of, I don't know, the Bucks. I don't know.
That's the logical.
I don't know. I don't know where Minnesota is.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of some other cold city that's nearby.
Yeah.
Go be a fan of that team. My time to panic, the Golden State Warriors.
Whoa.
It's time to panic, guys.
Time to panic.
Let me lay it out for you.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. You're in the finals, right? So you got two scenarios. You lose. That's a disaster. That's a giant disaster, right? Lost two straight, best team of all time. Now you lost. Everyone's making fun of you. Everyone's already doing 3-1. Now they're making fun of you for losing this finals. That's no good. All right, let's say you win. Everyone's like, great, you won with the best team and you added the best player. Awesome. No one really cares. They're just kind of like, yeah, it was not fair. And they discount the championship entirely. Plus, you didn't play anybody. You played a bunch of injured Western Conference teams. You know, I'd be scared if I was the Warriors. Your future does not look bright to me. Wow. Just going to have a lot of people hating you and discounting your achievements.
Would this Warriors team be the team that actually forced the NBA to do something about super teams?
Well, here's my pitch to them. You got to think of yourself. Their owner thinks of themselves like this. It's like one of those like Silicon Valley, like super, super billionaires, right?
Yeah. Blackjack expert. Yeah.
Yeah. What do those guys do? They make all their money and then everyone hates them. And then they turn to philanthropy like Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. The Warriors got to do that. They got to become the philanthropists of the NBA.
Like
Elon Musk. Like the Bill Gates Foundation. The Warriors, they need to give back to the community. They should donate Kevin Durant to another team.
They should win the title, and they should be like,
look, we won it. Yeah. It's all great. We feel bad for everyone else. We're going to donate Durant, okay? They donated him to the Magic. They're saying, here you go. They find some poor team. Yeah.
Sacramento Kings, donate him.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of did that by signing Matt Barnes, right?
Yeah, well, they donated money to Matt Barnes.
Yeah, they took in a wayward youth offer.
How much would tickets cost to the Big Three League with Kevin Durant in there, too?
Or donate him to the Big Three. There you go. Exactly.
Give him this fledgling league?
Yeah. If we're going into this finals with the same Warriors team without Durant as we had last year, I'd be way more excited for it.
Right.
Because it's like a rematch. Now, honestly, I think it's going to be a sweep. So, a sweep or five games. So
the Warriors?
Yeah, I think they're just going to kill them.
Yeah. So
you think they're going to win in five?
I've been saying this for weeks, John.
Yeah. No, I'm just clarifying.
Do you not listen to our own podcast?
No, not really. No need.
I live that life.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you listen to Tupac?
No.
Tupac definitely listened to Tupac.
No.
Did you ever hear that story of David Bowie where he's like, he finished whatever his classic album is, and he invites the Beatles over. He's like, check out my album I just made, right? He's like super high on coke. And he just plays the album for them over and over over again. Like five times the Beatles are like, okay, yeah, it's good. Can we go? And he's like, no. Plays it again.
I'm going to start doing
that. Just traps them there.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to have just dinner parties and just play the Super Hoopers nonstop.
Well, you know, I always do
just
it
like lean the chair up against the door so they can't get out.
You know, I always do it to my Uber driver. Whenever I take Uber, I'm like, you like the NBA? Here, let me just put this on for you, okay?
Really? Wow. Yo, can I plug in?
Yeah.
It's just me.
Let me just give you the iTunes link to give us a review.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, let me use your phone to hit subscribe.
Yeah.
Go into the settings and hit download every day. Check every hour.
That's 90% of our listeners are my former Uber drivers.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to go through Diss of the Week?
Diss of the Week.
Yo mama is so fat!
This didn't happen this week, but I read about it this week. It's a Greg Popovich edition. So I guess right when LaMarcus Aldridge joined the Spurs in 2015, the first practice he showed up in his preferred workout gear, which is sweatpants cut off at the knee, and a shirt with a single sleeve missing. And the next day, rather than correct LaMarcus on his attire, Greg Popovich showed up in the same exact outfit just to prove a point. Like, maybe this is not the most professional way to show up to work.
Greatest coach of all time.
As the diss of the week.
My diss of the week is from when LeBron got drafted. So they had this article this week where they showed all the quotes of the players on the Cavs when LeBron was drafted. A lot of them were not sure LeBron was going to be good. Here's Carlos Boozer. We have better players than him at his position already on our team, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hard diss.
Boozer, not the best scout.
Diss. The Turkish government.
Yeah.
Basically has an arrest warrant for Enes Kanter.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah.
They're calling him a terrorist.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's a hard diss.
Yeah.
That's not like a, like, oh, hey, look, I wore the same outfit. This is like, if we catch you, we're throwing you in jail.
That's when keeping it real goes wrong, yeah.
And we're the country that, like, you know, kind of kills our own civilians, so... It's going to be – that's a pretty big diss.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big
diss. Those are really serious disses.
All right, let's get into some Super Hoopers segments, Shall we? Shall we, guys?
Oh, I can't wait.
And you guys all participated, which is fantastic.
This is great.
All right, so our first segment, we call it Get At Me, Dog. Get at me, dog. And what we do here is we tweet at NBA players. We pick an NBA player each week. We tweet at them. And if they respond, we score points. So I think I've gotten 4 responses over the life of the podcast,
wow,
right? And then, John, you've gotten what, 2? 2 responses?
Maybe like 2 or 3, yeah.
How many of those were people blocking you?
Oh, we've only had 1 block. This is Brandon Jennings blocked our frequent guest, Dave Futernick.
Yep.
Dave Futernick called it. Dave Futernick tweeted at Brandon Jennings, just sitting in traffic thinking about how garbage you are.
Okay.
Blocked.
That'll do it. That'll do
Didn't
it.
Did you get in a fight with Andrew Bogut?
Andrew Bogut said I look like Ellen DeGeneres on Twitter. Yeah, yeah.
God.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I sent Andrew Bogut like 4 tweets talking about his neck beard, and he was not he didn't appreciate that. Yeah,
he clapped back.
So this week we did Dion Waiters because our guest last week, Dan Carson, said that Dion Waiters will basically respond to anything.
Yep.
And so actually I broke the rules. I did 3 tweets.
Okay.
Because I figured, look, it's Dion Waiters. He's a high-volume shooter.
High-volume shooter.
We usually only allow 1, but I wanted to go 3.
Do it.
So here's my 3 to Dion Waiters. First one.
Nice.
First one I said, at Dion Waiters, I'm a rich guy. No big deal. Buying an actual island and naming it Waiters Island after you. Got a preference? And then I put a link to privateislandsonline.com where you can buy islands.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's great. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he did. Well, actually, we'll reveal later.
Okay.
Next tweet. Hey, Dion Waiters. I'm a rich guy. No big deal. I'm going to buy the Miami Heat and make sure you get paid. And then last one. I said, yo, Dion Waiters, how did you do this? And then I put a picture of... I don't know if you saw the picture of Dion Waiters got in shape. From going to the Heat, there's a picture of him. He's pretty ripped, but then he's even more ripped after he goes. So I said, how did you do this? Asking for a fat friend. And then I put in parentheses, at Dave Futernick, frequent guests. So I said, maybe you should start a fitness company. Miami Heat hot bod.
It's pretty good. All right. I went with the Photoshop. So what do you think, Dion Waiters? Retweet to support our troops, USA. And then American flag emojis, a hot dog, and then hamburger and American flag emojis. And here's my picture. It's Dion Waiters striking the pose. You know the pose.
Right.
Over an American flag. And it says, Happy Memorial Day. Support our troops.
Our troops.
R spelled wrong.
And enjoy a little barbecue, too. Yep.
Look at that.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah.
Go to it's very patriotic.
I love it. Very patriotic. So,
Bob?
Let's see if you...
I tweeted at Dion Waiters. This was... I figured his favorite person is Dion Waiters, so I was quoting Dion Waiters.
Solid logic there.
Yep, love it.
I wrote, the Cavs are lucky Dion Waiters isn't playing for the Celtics tonight. Hashtag truth the process.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's nice. Good.
And I had, did you all see, I don't know if you saw on his Twitter, there was like a picture of him on a boat with this kid, and he's wearing a shirt with himself on the shirt.
I saw that. Yeah. Great, classic Dion.
Tweeted at him. And he has phone cases now too. How can I get a phone case that has a pic of you on a boat wearing a t-shirt of yourself holding a phone case with you on the case? And I ended it by saying, just Philly. I just put
Wait,
Philly
that's good. Yeah. I should have put that in too.
Yeah, you should have added Philly.
Because some of the ones like, I liked his tweets where they were like, yeah, you guys are the best Heat fans, Philly. Like it just,
it just adds Philly.
Yeah, he just adds Philly. Yeah,
Philly is like a period to him. It's just like the way he ends sentences.
The Philly cheese phone cases are here. DM for the info. Let's go, Heat Nation, Philly.
Yeah.
I
messed that up. I should have said.
Yeah, he did. So did anybody get a response? I didn't get a response.
I had no response.
No response.
No response.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes, guys.
That's how it goes.
It only makes when you win even more sweet. It's a big deal. We found out a lot about him. We found out he doesn't like the troops, John. He's not a patriot.
And he doesn't like the troops.
And he's very bad at self-promotion.
I will say this. I will say... I tweeted it out not too long ago. So maybe
he's
on a boat right now.
This is another classic part of Get At Me, Dog, where we always say, maybe he'll respond during the week.
What
actually happened once, though.
Did it?
To Futernick, yeah.
Maybe he's not in front of his phone, which we all are 24 hours a day.
Yeah, maybe that.
All right, so next segment we like to do. Thanks for playing, guys. Thanks for losing. Next segment is called Headlines, and we just relax and we just read the headlines. We just read headlines.
Yeah, it's just news.
Yeah.
It's just there's news in the NBA.
Just news
we
in
have
the world.
AP Wire.
Yeah.
We just read.
All right. So first headline: the Celtics have made Gordon Hayward an off-season priority. Wow, said Celtics GM Danny Ainge, Gordon could get us to the point where we can face the Cavs in a 7-game series and win 2 games.
Headlines. All right. So as we said earlier, the Turkish government has actually issued an arrest warrant for Enes Kanter. Did you see that?
Saw that.
He actually went to court for this already.
Ooh.
He went to court and he showed up without a lawyer.
Ooh.
And the judge said, asked him, he says, well, you know, why'd you show up without a lawyer? And Enes said, well, Your Honor, if you've ever seen me play basketball, you know I have no defense.
Headlines.
I saw Michael Jordan's 1984 Olympic-worn hand-signed shoes are going up for auction.
I saw that. I saw that in the news.
Wow. These shoes could fetch as much as, or even more than, $100,000.
Wow.
At auction. The same day, LeVar Ball announced the new price of the big baller brand Zo2s are now $500,000. And these shoes come signed and, quote, never had Michael Jordan's stank feet in there either.
Headlines.
It's a good one.
This will be the first finals matchup since the 70s where both coaches are African-American.
Wow.
It's an honor to coach these guys, said Warriors coach Mike Brown. I feel the same way, echoed Cavs coach LeBron James.
Headlines. I don't know if you guys saw this here in Lakerland. Magic Johnson said that Brandon Ingram is the only untouchable one on the Lakers. Yep, that's because Magic actually thought Ingram was sleeping and he didn't want to wake him up. Don't touch him. Untouchable.
Sleepy. All right. We'll revisit that one later.
Yeah, we'll go back. Oh, really? Is there more info?
There's more info on that one. We'll get to it later.
Okay.
I saw this week Richard Jefferson said LeBron James was sick for games 3 and 4 versus the Celtics. This actually promoted Spurs reserve Davis Bertans to reveal throughout these playoffs, LaMarcus Aldridge had typhoid.
Headlines. Human kite, Brandon Ingram.
Whoa.
We actually heard about this. Was declared untouchable by Magic Johnson. Now, the media took this as untradeable, but Magic clarified, I meant untouchable, like you literally can't touch him or he'll fly across the room.
He's
skinny. You know, it's a real problem.
This week, Byron Scott told the OC Register that he felt, quote, betrayed, lied to, and deceived by Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss. And they only hired him to, quote, make sure Kobe doesn't go crazy and be the scapegoat for the Lakers' struggles. Jim Buss replied to this and said, this is only dawning on him a year later is exactly why we hired him to placate Kobe and be the scapegoat for the Lakers.
Perfect headline.
Manu Ginobili has said that he's undecided about retirement. He says he's going to wait until the time the decision approaches him and see what side he flops to.
Headlines.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee.
Ooh.
He was sued. I don't know if you saw this. He was sued for illicit cat possession.
What?
That's
really?
That's true.
He was sued for illicit cat possession. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turns out that legally, in order to own a cat, you have to be smarter than a cat.
Headlines.
That's the law he was breaking.
There's sources. Sources said that the Spurs are actually exploring taking a run at Chris Paul.
Mm.
You know, they asked to clarify why, Pop said, us miserable assholes love to stick together.
Headlines. Come on, man. Don't you think you can take shot at Pop like that? Pop's a happy guy.
Cheesy though.
Did you guys see after LeVar Ball turned his disrespectful stay in your lane remark into the first big baller brand apparel for women, President Trump reached out to LeVar to make him U.S. head of apparel.
Headlines.
I also saw that the Clippers were concerned about the Spurs' possible pursuit of Chris Paul. They were concerned the Spurs wouldn't want to take Doc Rivers as well, Bob.
Headlines. James Harden was accused of masterminding a $15,000 robbery Whoa. I don't know if you saw that yet.
Oh, yeah.
He was actually accused by, this is true, Moses Malone Jr. Got robbed in a strip club and said it was masterminded by Harden. Police said they'll get to investigating that after they're done investigating Harden's last crime, stealing money from every Rockets fan who paid to see Game 6.
Ooh.
Headline.
Ooh.
Any more headlines?
That's all the news I read this week.
Oh, that's okay. Now, this is the time of the podcast where we just sort of relax. Yeah, we do shout-outs and beefs. Whatever, you know, we play some music, we just sit back, whatever you guys want to shout out, whatever you want to beef with. It's a safe space. No one listens to it. So if you want to beef with your boss, as I often do in this in this part of the podcast.
Yeah, no one gets it.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, if you want to beef with KD. Oh, actually, I'll start by beefing with KD. Yeah,
beef with KD.
So I don't know if you saw this. Durant said he's not the reason there's no parity in the NBA. He said, the reason Brooklyn gave all their picks to Boston? I don't know. I'm just beefing with that because you are the reason that there's a super team that's going to demolish everyone for 5 years. That's what we care about, KD.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Like, it's like
you can't just complain about something else. It's like, yeah, I might have murdered this person, but did I give Steve cancer? No. So why are you blaming
it's
me?
Like,
it's like you still. What are you talking about?
You ever play the hit board game Settlers of Catan?
Sure.
Yes. It's like if the two best players just joined up. And then we're like, why are you complaining about that? You shouldn't have traded wood for sheep 8 rounds ago.
I actually...
Oh, my
shout
God.
Out. You're shout out so to my washed.
You're so on brand with that one.
I play that game with a married couple, and I actually am the beneficiary of the marital strife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if the husband does the wife wrong, then I know the wife will be shipping me as many sheep as much wood as I
but
want.
But if they if it's their anniversary and they slam dunk the night before, you're screwed.
Yeah.
They're like happy. Babe, take all my corn.
There's no corn in the game, John. There's no corn in the game. Come on,
no
get
corn?
It.
No,
maize.
Come on.
I've only oh, maize.
There's no maize either.
I only played one.
Guys, right. Both get off the podcast.
Get up.
Settlers is a great game. Anyways,
we're going to start the Matt Settlers.
Yeah, we'll have our own. Yeah, but when I play with my wife, and my wife basically from the time it starts, she launches a propaganda campaign against me.
Oh, really?
Like, don't trade with Matt. Matt's sneaky. Matt's awful. Like,
Yeah.
Don't trade with him. And everyone's like trying to be nice, and she's like, "Don't! I told you not to trade with him."
That's smart.
That's smart.
She's just warning. She's just like
she knows.
She's like
she knows how it goes down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a shout. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't
no, run. No, go for it.
I was going to say I want to have a shout out here to undo some of the beef, but I want to shout out Richard Jefferson.
Okay, love Richard.
Remember, he snap retired, then he unretired, and then he started maybe the best NBA podcast that's not one of these two.
Okay,
podcasts.
I was going to say, hold on.
Yeah,
I was about to have another beef.
Yeah, I'm about to beef.
And made it back to the finals. So his unretiring second act just in this year might be better than anything that he did previous run.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I haven't listened to that podcast, but it's apparently like number one in iTunes and stuff. Like
yeah, it's the most Tim Duncan's ever said ever in that episode.
I think I told you to listen to Tim Duncan. It's so good.
Yeah, Bob, every week I see Bob, he says, did you listen to the Channing and RJ podcast this week?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah, every week I see John, I'm like, John, did you listen to the Matt and John podcast?
Nope.
Can we give a shout out to Tristan Thompson's Cavaliers teammates for trying to stop him from marrying Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah, that's
right.
The smartest
that's
thing.
Right.
That was this the was smartest.
Good that's how you know they got good chemistry.
They
look out for each other. Yeah. I got your back.
There was also a headline this week that Rashad McCants blames Khloe for not getting a $70 million contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he was the number one pick of the big baller.
Right. Yeah. You got to count your blessings. You got to count your blessings.
You got to stay away from them, Kardashian. I honestly was like, when I was like, there's no chance the Cavs win. Right?
Because of the Kardashian
curse. Because of the Kardashian curse. It was just impossible. But when they broke up, then I was like, okay.
It's
and
on.
As soon as they did, that's when the Cavs really started taking off.
Ooh, hashtag hoop idea. What's Silver that? Needs to send those Kardashians to San Francisco to get involved with the Warriors to end to bring the super team down.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Send Khloe up there to start dating Durant.
Send Khloe,
Or, what if she dated Curry? Break up that perfect marriage with Aisha? That would be great.
I think that's how you have to do it. You have to, because I'm assuming Khloe's dumb enough to believe the tabloids. So if you just start the rumors that she's dating.
Oh, just start
Draymond
just
Green.
Put it out there.
Like, she might be like, Am I dating Draymond Green?
Yeah, might be a storyline for next episode.
Yeah,
she might not know what the producers have planned for her in the show. Yeah,
and if enough people talk about it, she might just like
This is
what we should do.
We should put it out there that she's dating Draymond Green.
Oh,
like we say, hey, we heard. We should call reporters.
Weird, like purple, like curved. Yeah. Dick.
Everyone has seen his penis, so technically, we're all dating Draymond Green.
We're pretty much. Pretty much.
So right? we're not lying by saying that
it is a fact that she is.
Well, she's seen what
rumors.
Problems.
Rumors are that they may be together. It's just rumors, though.
Right.
No, sources say that she has seen his dick.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let's start it. Let's start it. They're done.
Cavs and four.
Part of her way of trying to talk Tristan into doing this, apparently, is that she's set aside $500,000 for the wedding and some exotic honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
Tristan Thompson is probably one of the most overpaid players of the NBA.
Yeah. Yep. Shouts to his agency, Clutch Sports.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to his coach and agent, LeBron James.
Yeah. Coach, agent, GM.
Marriage counselor.
Yeah. LeBron's doing it all. Hey, shout out to you, John.
Oh, what'd I do?
Yeah, last week on the pod, you said that you thought the reason that LeBron tanked Game 3 in the Celtics series was so he could go back to Boston and humiliate them on the home floor.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
He called it.
He's so petty.
Just Brad Stevens crying on the sidelines.
Yeah. Packing up his... I saw him walk out with a box.
I don't know if
it was filled with his stuff.
Yeah.
He might be done. That might be it. He might know.
Yeah, he's the fall guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, sorry. Let's edit this out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This was a great union, guys, until the very end. We were up 3-1, and then we just fucking blew it.
Yeah, shout out to Stephen A. I like Stephen A.
I brought it all crumbling. No, I shouted him out. He's incorrectly picked the last six NBA Finals winners.
That's wonderful.
And he's taking the Cavs this year.
Oh, no. So the Warriors win.
Well, maybe he's due.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the idea, like, that's like next level streak to get six in a row.
Yeah.
Wrong.
But when does he pick them? Does he pick them right before the finals or, like, at the beginning of the finals?
No, he picks them before the finals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's not rough.
losing a coin flip six.
Yeah, instead of getting on him for not picking six in a row, correct, I'm going to celebrate him for...
Right. That's just as hard.
It's technically just as hard
to pick six wrong.
It's next level. He's actually... so far ahead of us that he's next level on his picking. It all makes sense up here. It doesn't make sense in words.
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to try out, not this pod, but I'd run it by you, John, in future pods, try out a character called Stephen B. Smith.
Stephen B.
Oh, nice.
Smith?
Yeah, I like it.
It'll just be like Stephen Smith. Just the same.
That's preposterous. Crab Rangoon, things of that nature.
You have a pretty good Stephen A. Oh, sorry, you have a pretty good Stephen B.
Stephen B.
Yeah. Final shout out for me. I'm going to shout out.
You are losing your mind.
My final shout out is to Otto Porter, the player.
Ooh.
So a writer, a Wizards writer, actually.
The player as opposed to the German czar?
Yes. I don't think Germans have czars, but okay.
Whatever.
I think they're called Kaisers, John.
Oh, okay,
get your history facts.
I don't know. You're shouting
straight.
Them out.
Yeah, I'm not shouting out the German Kaiser Otto. I'm shouting out the Wizards forward, Otto Porter.
You got to clarify.
But a Wizards writer said that Otto Porter can't get a max contract unless he stops using watermarked photos on his Instagram.
So apparently he's watermarked.
But I'm shouting out Otto. I like using watermarked photos. I use watermarked photos all the time. So shout him out.
Like what photos? Like just like
when I'm making.
Like, are you like
when
like
I'm using
from Shutterstock? Are you searching?
Shutter,
like,
yeah, I search
like
the
guy at his desk.
Yeah,
John,
what are you, John? You joke. I actually search stuff like that when I'm making my cartoons to trace. When I make a cartoon, I use
Photoshop the Shutterstock part out.
Yeah, and also actually, I'm making a documentary right now.
And really?
I don't have any money, so I just take the photo and I go into Photoshop and I use the and I get rid of it. So,
you just steal from that person.
I steal from the photographers. Let me tell you something. I don't like photographers. All right.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I'm beefing with photographers. I don't like.
Just
so
just,
I like.
Okay,
I like
amateur to pro.
That's why I like Otto Porter taking their photos for free because I hate photographers.
Wait, so he takes the photos.
Yeah, then he puts it on his Instagram. Like, hey, great game tonight by me. And then he puts a like Getty Images photo of himself.
He does have
yeah,
a Getty
yeah,
Images.
Yeah.
Otto, okay, like, hey, Otto, let me put it out there. Otto, I have access to a Getty Images account.
You want
to? If you ever need a photo, send it to me. I'll Slack it to you.
You show those photographers who's boss, Otto. You take their stuff for free, all right? Oh, I'm going to just tell you, just briefly, like my first three girlfriends all left me for photographers. So that's why you don't want to trust this. Don't trust your girl around a photographer.
That's like Stephen A. Smith territory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You are running a hot streak.
You're the Stephen A. Smith.
You're Stephen A. of girl guys getting whatever, getting the girls killed by photographers.
I'm looking
three
at
girlfriends left you.
I'm looking at Otto Porter's Instagram, and he hasn't used any watermark pictures lately, but there are pictures of him on water.
Okay.
So maybe he's still
with his buddy Mark.
Yeah.
He still works.
Hey, John, guerrilla marketing idea.
Ooh. What do you got?
We should, for our podcast, whenever we release pictures of ourselves,
yeah,
we should add a Getty Image watermark.
Oh, so make it looks, sound
so it
better.
Looks like we're like,
I like this.
Nice.
And
a blue check mark.
Yeah.
I like this.
Oh, actually, yeah.
That's one thing I was thinking for a guerrilla marketing thing is, you know how they use the same like memes of funny faces and stuff? Uh-huh. You know, like reaction.
What do you mean, like Craig Jordan or?
No, or like reaction GIFs and GIFs, you know what I mean? Like I
thought, GIFs and GIFs?
GIFs.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should make our own.
Oh, make the GIFs?
But wearing our Wash brand.
Oh, okay, right.
So we'll wear a Wash hat, we'll do that, and then it'll be like, we'll just like make really weird funny faces or like, you know, like, whoa.
Or we already,
be like, when LeBron dunks on you.
We take we take the existing like GIFs that everyone uses. And then we just Photoshop the washed shirt onto the people in the GIF.
Oh, so like the hamster that turns around real
right
fast,
it's wearing a washed shirt.
Washed on LeVar Ball.
For listeners who don't know, John and I started a clothing brand called The Wash Brand.
It's so
inspired by the GOAT, LeVar Ball. We started our own clothing company. Yeah.
I had a beef this week. ESPN released a list of the NBA players' favorite restaurants.
Oh,
if you guys saw this.
I didn't read the article.
They did a top 10.
This is actual beef you're talking about.
There it is. Headlines.
Number 10 was Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Number 2 on the list for favorite restaurants for millionaires was the Cheesecake
Factory. They love the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh,
they do.
They menu. Love the big booths.
The big booths are nice.
They got the giant menus. It seems like the NBA players like pretty simple food.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, yeah. You come into the league, you don't know anything. You're 18 years old. You don't have refined taste yet.
Yeah.
My Cheesecake Factory Day. Shout out to Cheesecake Factory.
They got so much money. You know, be a little more adventurous in your dining. Plus, you're going to these cities over and over again. You know, give it a shot. Try Yelp.
Yeah.
Install it on your phone. Number 5 on the list was Chipotle.
Ooh. I had Chipotle yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's great. Yeah.
Are
you would think they would do.
Multi-billionaires?
Pretty much.
I am.
We sold a lot of t-shirts.
Don't you know? Can't you tell by my tweets at Dion Waiters that I'm a rich guy?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. I'm going to get a high five at the big three, all right? That's how rich I am.
Oh, I had a shout out for Post Malone.
Oh, right, the rapper Post Malone.
Oh, yes, I've heard.
He did an Instagram video playing the song White Iverson with Allen Iverson.
Oh.
In the room, and they're drinking out of red cups. Post Malone, he's got like one of those braided rat tails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And AI, maybe the shout out should be for him because he does a good job of not looking completely uncomfortable, whereas I imagine just about anybody else.
He does a good job of pretending to know who Post Malone is.
Yeah, I've never heard of him until this very moment.
Shout out to whatever rapper eventually does like a song called Black Stockton. Because that's going to be dope.
Yeah.
That is going to be dope. You all right there?
Black Stockton is like, you somehow made John Stockton even less cool. John Stockton is the only person who the black version of him is less cool.
Asian Craig Elo. That's my new rap song.
All right, any more shout outs, beefs, guys?
That's about it. Can we talk about Shaq's toes? Do you guys have a take on that? Did you guys see
breakfast.
That? Okay. Who does that? Why would you put your gross ass toe on TV?
Because they were promoting that show, Claws.
Yeah, his son.
It was about a nail salon.
So
they had this pre-recorded thing of all the women from
that
show reacting to the toe.
Oh, brilliant marketing!
But still,
brilliant marketing.
No, but still, like, his toe is gross.
It was nasty.
Yeah, but I mean,
he has to know that, like, yo, don't.
He's Shaq, man.
I mean, he wears $20 shoes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
But get him at Payless.
So gross.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Shaq posted a picture of his messed up toes. Or his son. I think his son posted it. I don't know.
Oh, was it his? No, yeah. No.
I think it was his son.
He took it off during the show and showed people.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. Insane. It's not even, like, gross. It has, like, fungus on it. It's, like, bad.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a hygiene thing. Why would you admit?
Exactly. Like, I would, if I was that rich, I'd never be like, yo, look how, like, disgusting my toes are.
You could hammer a nail in with that toe.
Yeah, it's so gross. It's like bad.
Yeah.
Like, he needs help.
All right.
Like, someone like he needs to go to a doctor for that.
Yeah.
So, subscribe to the Super Hoopers, subscribe to Brick House. I am at Tweet of Matt Hill.
I'm Jay Hill Namin.
We got at Brickhouse Pod.
It's Matt Baker.
Hey, it's Matt. That's right. A good one. I like that.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, thanks
it was
for having
a pleasure.
Us. You guys. Yeah,
it was a pleasure. I'm sure that we will get kicked off the Almighty Baller Network.
Probably
very
pretty soon.
So,
you know why, though?
It was
kind of like how KD joined the Golden State Warriors.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing here.
We're failing upwards.
We're failing upwards.
We got kicked off of B-Ball Breakdown Network.
Yeah, now we're here.
On the Almighty Baller, and we're going to get kicked off of this one.
We're going to get kicked off.
We're going to end up, I don't know, a Gimlet or one of those NPR or something. Some highbrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, highbrow. All right. Thanks for listening. Until next week, keep hooping.
And brick housing.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Hey, Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just form a fucking law!
Super Hoopers!
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers.